But you know what? My husband had some peculiar ideas, and it worried him about cutting Chloe. All that long love story, you know, and she never did marry. And he was a very moral man, and women were black or white. I mean, you wasn't good and a little bit bad. You were either good or you were bad. I mean, that's a very old-fashioned, but Zach was real old-fashioned in his ideas about women. And knowing this, that for instance, if a woman was talked about in Carpool, that her reputation wasn't too good, he'd tell me not to have anything to do with her. I couldn't associate with her. Well, I was a lot more tolerant, and plus, as he told me one time, he was telling me about some woman who was a friend of mine. I said, you don't know that that's so. He said, won't need I be damned if you believe married people do it, do you? He had this apt way of putting things. Make me so mad.
Talk that
this,
up.
This was Clyde Hunter that he didn't want me to associate.
Came to my mind when you said that.
He didn't want me to associate
with
Clyde Hunter.
Because Bill said the same thing.
Yeah.
Well, this man, this is just an old joke. This man was engaged to a girl, and they were going to be married, but she died. And he was making arrangements for her funeral for some reason. And the undertaker wanted to know what color he wanted her buried in. And he said, well, you know, for rather mature, women of experience, we bury them in purple. And for women, young girls who are innocent, we bury them in white. So what do you want? The man said, how about a little lavender?
But that story about cutting Chloe and Ed Fudge, that was handed down. That was the romance of the century.
The whole town knew about it.
That she never loved anybody else. He never loved anybody else, you know. But there they were, kept apart.
But he was a wild drunk.
Yeah.
And he was wild.
And he lived with this other woman then?
But of course, she claimed that the reason, cousin Smiley wouldn't let her marry Edwin, and that's the reason he was so wild. That
yes,
he would have been
that
wild
she
if she'd have married him.
She thought so. And who knows?
Who knows? I mean, who knows what would transpire?
Now, which Smiley Bush was this?
Your great-grandfather, Miss Gross' father.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
The Dr. Smiley was never married. His son.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
He died before.
You know, I have a drawing that Dr. Smiley did.
Really?
You ever see that?
He
Vivian
was very...
Very talented.
Yes, it was a humorous drawing he did in medical school with a poem.
But let me tell you what Dr. Smiley did. They had Dr. Bush. Oh, Mama thought Dr. Bush. She till the day she died, she says, "Well, Dr. Bush always said so and so." I said, "Mama, don't you think maybe they learned a little in med school after Dr. Bush went through?" Like that maybe 1 or 2 years, you know, might have learned something. But anyway, Dr. Bush had a drugstore. And Smiley had pellagra. No, that was Charlie.
He had tuberculosis.
He had a disease. But he stayed in the drugstore. Well, all right, Grandma Bush's house. Do you know Grandma Bush's house?
Right there behind our store. That big old house mm-hmm. right behind mm-hmm.
okay.
the store.
Okay. Well,
Davis
you could always go out the back door, and I mean, there was the drugstore within, from here to that triage on up almost.
Mm-hmm.
So I was a little girl, about 2 or 3 years old, and Laureen, one of my aunt's little girls, we were about the same age. They had a barrel of lime under the house, and it was open. That put it out for fleas. They used to put lime out. Zach used to put it out.
Probably
mm-hmm. lime around that. And Grandma Bush's house is way up off of the ground and had these timbers this thick. And I mean, just little shelves. It was just the grandest playhouse for children you've ever seen. So Laureen and I were up under the house playing in the lime thing. And it had a stave to the barrel. And see, I was just 3 years old, but I remember it. And I've forgotten what she did, and I took the stave and did it like this, and it bounced lime all up in her face.
In her eyes and everything.
Yeah. And one of my aunts, not the mother of the child, but a nanny, Annie her name was, she jacked the child up with the lime all in her mouth and her eyes and ran to Dr. Bush's drugstore and was all emotional and upset. Wouldn't hurt. All you need to do is wash it out with water. But Dr. Bush got all excited and gave her poison and killed her. The poison killed her, the child. Instead of an antidote for the lime, he reached and got some poison.
Was that Miss Temp's little girl? Mm-hmm. Well, then I thought Miss Temp gave him the poison.
No, ma'am. Dr. Bush did it. Aunt Temp didn't have a thing to do with it. That was Aunt Nanny that carried the child over there. And it was Dr. Bush. But you know, it's a peculiar thing. Because as I grew older, I heard the tale, but they didn't seem to blame him. They said he was sick and he just got excited and was so emotional that he got the wrong medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'd have wanted to kill it, you know. Anybody that stupid.
Well, I don't know. I thought that Mary told me that they said Miss Champ got hold of the wrong medicine home and gave it.
No, ma'am.
And that she never got over killing her child.
No, ma'am. I don't know where Mary got that from.
She didn't tell me. Somebody told me.
Well, it's not true.
That's the first I've ever heard of that.
I've heard it too many years, too many times. Yeah. And she ran through the back to Dr. Bush.
To the drugstore.
But now, I hadn't thought of Dr. Bush's drugstore in a long, long time.
Now,